Hi folks, this is Bart from BartBushes.ie, back again on the Typical Mac User podcast for the seventh part of my Introduction to the Terminal series. The last time I talked a little bit about what processes are and how you can see which processes are running and indeed what sort of resources they're taking up. In this installment, I'm going to start a longer topic on controlling processes. So we have seen what they are and how much resources they're using with the commands from the last time, mainly ps and top. So now we want to look at controlling them. And the first step of control is termination. If something has run away, something has locked up, or something is hogging insane amounts of resources and it's not responding when you try to close it down, if you have its process ID, it's very easy to make it stop. Now, this week I'm only giving you the basics which will allow you to control processes which are running as you. That means anything which you start, either through the GUI or from the terminal, or anything that the system starts on your behalf as you log in. You'll recognise things that you control because when you do a PS minus AU, you will see that the user it's running as is your username. If it isn't running as you, you're not going to have the power to control it with what I give you this week. Next week, we're going to go a step further and we're going to look at controlling system processes and processes that you don't own. This is a very powerful thing to be able to do, and indeed it is necessary to be able to do it, but it's more dangerous, so I'm leaving that separate so I have plenty of time to point out the potential pitfalls. So, let's get started. I think these commands are fantastically well named and they're really easy to remember because of it. I mean, ls doesn't really make you think, show me what's in a directory. However, kill seems to me pretty indicative of what it does. The kill command will kill a process. You might remember, or I hope you remember, from the last time that I told you that process IDs would be important. And these process IDs are displayed by the ps command, and you'll also see them in top. It's these process IDs that give you a way of addressing a single running thing. So the kill command, unsurprisingly, takes as its argument a process ID. So if you want to kill a process, you need to find out what its process ID is using either top or ps, and then you kill it by issuing the command kill space then the process ID and hit return. This may or may not actually kill the process, and you may say, but you said kill, why isn't it killing? Okay, one reason it may not be killing is because what the kill command does when issued like that on its own without any flags or arguments is it sends a polite would you please shut down message to the process. This is a very good thing to do, and you should always try that first, because any process which starts up, say it accesses files, or maybe it accesses something of the network, it will open up connections to files, connections to the network, and whatever, and if you kill it improperly, those connections can stay left behind as orphans. So if you issue something, a polite shutdown command, it will then take down everything that's built up, and then, you know, politely end. So you should always start by simply issuing the kill command and so on. If something is well and truly locked up, this will not work. And then you need to take out the big guns. And the big guns come in the form of a flag. In old-fashioned Unix land, it was minus 9, which is particularly unintelligible to most normal human beings. So there is actually a human-friendly version of the minus 9 flag, which is minus kill in all caps. So if you absolutely positively want to make a process end, and you have its process ID using either PS or top, you will simply type kill space minus kill in all caps, space, the process ID, and hit return. When you use process IDs, you address a single individual process, and you may well want to do that. But you may well want to be a little more sweeping in general, and not have to go look up a whole list of process IDs and hit a whole load of kill commands. Let us imagine, and it happens, that the finder gets locked up. It used to happen a lot in Tiger. Leopard is an awful lot better for it and doesn't lock it up half as often. But it can still happen. So at that point, you want to kill all instances of the finder, and then relaunch the finder. Now, there's no need to worry about relaunching the finder because OS X will automatically relaunch the finder once a finder gets killed. So, how do we kill all the finders in one go? Well, the answer is a very nice command, kill all, which is all one word, and kill all doesn't take a process ID or multiple process IDs as an argument. It takes as an argument the name of the program that you want to kill all instances of. So to kill all your finders, you would issue the command kill all space finder with a capital F and hit return. That will send a polite would you please end message to all the instances of finder. Like I say, if it's properly locked up, it's probably not going to respond to that, but you should try first out of politeness. So the other option is to use the minus kill in capitals flag, so kill all space minus kill in all caps space finder with a capital F, hit return, you'll see all of your finder windows vanish. Then OS X will realise that the finder is gone and it will restart it, and you'll see the dot reappear next to the Finder icon in your dock, and the Finder will have restarted and hopefully will be working fine again. Something else I found I needed more in Leopard than I did in Tiger is the killing the dock. It doesn't happen often. I think it's happened a total of 3 times since I upgraded to Leopard, and I'm on my computer easily 12 hours a day, and I have multiple computers. So the fact that I've had to do it 3 times doesn't mean that it happens all the time. But it has nonetheless happened enough times that I remember that it's happened. And what will happen is the dock will simply completely freeze up. When I hover over it, I get the little pizza wheel of death. I can't click on anything in the dock, I can't right-click on anything in the dock. The dock is simply unresponsive. Solution is, from the terminal, kill all space dock with a capital D, hit return. If that doesn't work, kill all space minus kill in all caps space dock with a capital D, hit return. You'll then see the dock vanish and come back, and then it should be working. The stuff I'm telling you today, don't be afraid to experiment with it. You're just starting and stopping processes that you have created. Worst comes to worst, you may have to reboot your machine to get things back into order. If you really make a mess of it, you may just end up holding down the power button and restarting. But I wouldn't be experimenting with this stuff if you have a whole bunch of unsaved work open, because that's probably just asking for trouble. But don't be afraid to experiment, particularly with things like kill all Finder or kill all dock, because the reality is, when you need it in a crunch, it'd be nice if you practice it first. Anyway, next week we're going to go to the next level up with this whole process thing, and we're going to look at manipulating system processes, which can also go wrong. And I'm going to have to introduce you to the most dangerous command I've introduced you to yet, so I want to do it slowly and make sure to point out all the things to watch out for. So, until next time, happy computing.